McCaskill, Trump's executive orders actually defunds the police. By Pam Key on August 10, 2020. Monday on MSNBC's Deadline, network political commentator and former Senator Claire McCaskill, DeMo, said President Donald Trump's executive orders addressing the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic defunded the police and firefighters because there's no help for state and local governments. McCaskill said, "Yeah, Donald Trump was going to make America great again. And what he succeeded in doing is making America unwelcome around the world. There's only a handful of countries that will allow Americans to cross their borders now without any restrictions. That is an unbelievable place for the United States of America to find itself in." The president over the weekend, "Think about all the times we heard during the presidential campaign, Chris, about the art of the deal, how he could make a deal. Here we are, he is incapable of making a deal even with the Republican members of the Senate." She added, "Let's give credit, every once in a while we get a bone from Republican senators." Ben Sasse called these executive orders constitutional slop. That's a Republican senator from Nebraska that called it unconstitutional slop. What he did over the weekend, "It's not going to help small businesses, no direct aid for families, no help. In fact, it defunds the police and firefighters because there's no help for state and local governments. And he's delaying, not cutting taxes, if he can even do that to the Social Security Trust Fund. It's not like right now older voters in America are thinking, gee, Donald, you really got our back." What does he do? He weakens the Social Security Trust Fund. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.